This is The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Mueller, and welcome to the Dean's Desk podcast. Our guest today is Irina Yushveva, who is a professor in the Medical Spa Therapies and Esthetician program. Irina, welcome.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for inviting me. It was a good challenge for me just to think how I can reflect on everything I do. Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you, and you have such an interesting story. I want to get to what brought you to Seneca and your background and some of the really significant challenges you and your parents have faced in the last little while. But let's start with how you knew, even as a child, that you wanted to be in medicine. Can you tell me about that story that involves a teddy bear?
It was really very warm and sensitive for me, just because I remember, as long as I remember myself, I always wanted to be a doctor. I don't know, maybe it's my genes. I don't know why, but I always want to know what's happening inside the human body. Even being a child, I cut all my toys to see what's there. And I remember that one of their stuffed bear I cut, and I saw that, oh, it's sponge there. I was so frustrated because I was expected to see organs. And I said, okay, so it's like a lice, or they're not alive. What's happening? So I really wanted to see what's going on there. And then later on, when my grandma, paternal grandma, died from cancer, I was about 9 or 10 years old. I thought that I want to be a doctor for sure, just to save life. Because for me, that experience, it was not only the way, the fact that she passed away and I don't have my lovely grandma, but that was the first time when I saw my father cry. So for me, that was kind of shock because I never saw that before. And I thought, okay, so that's something happening that make people be very, very sad. And I don't want people to be sad. I want them to be happy. I remember I wanted everyone to smile. So this is how I thought, yeah, I would be a doctor, medical doctor.
So you took that passion. You were in school in Ukraine, and you actually became a gynecologist in Ukraine.
Right. I graduated from medical university in Ukraine. And just from start, I knew that I wanted to be a surgeon. I wasn't sure what type of surgeon I wanted to be, but I knew that I didn't want to be a pediatrician to work with kids because it's a little bit more challenging, frankly. And I knew that I wanted to do some adult work and be a surgeon. And then when I did my research, I went to different clinics and I found myself in the gynecology. So yeah, more focusing on even cancer in gynecology.
And then you and your family came to Canada, and there were some barriers you faced in terms of getting a credential in Canada, and that, in a roundabout way, brought you to Seneca.
Right. So when we came to Canada, so I lived between Ukraine and Canada. I lived with my husband in Israel. It's also a very interesting experience. But finally, when we settled here and we decided to come to Canada and settle here, I evaluated my diploma, medical degree diploma, and I needed to pass medical examination theory and practical part. And then they said that I needed to take 3 years of residency. The problem was at that time that there was not place for international educated doctors in Ontario for residency because it should be a specific program. You need to go through that program. I tried even to be a volunteer. I said, okay, so just don't pay me. Just take me and let me go through that. They said, no, it should be official residency program. And because there was no place there, they said, you can go to other provinces and take residency there and then come back. But at that time, we bought a house and I wanted my son to stay in the same school, to have friends. I don't want him to move around because I had two options, either leave them here and go to other provinces by myself, but they can be wild here. Because it's, you know, 2 men, it's a little bit challenging. Or I needed to take them with me and go. And that way my son wouldn't have, you know, stable friends and changing school. And yeah, I started to think what I want to do. I wanted to stay kind of in medical field. And at the same time, I thought maybe I want to have something that give me a chance to open my own business. Something related to medicine, but my own business. And I said, okay, so first I thought about nursing, but nursing not as wide in opening business, let's say, as your medical aesthetic. This is what I thought. Okay, oh, it's interesting. I would do medical aesthetics. I could stay something close to medicine, and at the same time, that skills can help me to open my own business. And yeah, I decided to go to Seneca. And by the way, how do I choose Seneca? I went to a few big medical spa and I asked them, what diploma should I bring to you that you will hire me? And because for me, it was indicator what their reputable school could be. And they named Seneca and I said, okay, so why not? I would go to Seneca. And then I was accepted and I started my journey with the Seneca. It was very interesting just to come back again to school. I met a lot of good people, very good professors, some of them not already with us here on the earth, and I very appreciate all their experience that they share with me. And then after a while, after graduation, I started to work in the medical aesthetics field, and I was invited to teach. And it was like a dream comes true. I'm coming back to the place that I love. And I started my teaching at Seneca. And frankly, I have experience with teaching from back home. I was associate professor and I worked with their medical intern. So I have that experience in teaching and working with the students. It's really an interesting journey because every time you enrich yourself, it's not only you teach them, they also teach you. And that part I love the most.
And one of the reasons you were hired is because of how significantly you distinguished yourself as a student. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because you were being modest when you said you graduated. You did more than just graduate.
Yeah, thank you. I graduated with high honor and I also got Governor General Academic Medal while graduation for highest academic standing. So I didn't even know, frankly, about existing of this award. And when I got an email, I didn't even know what is from whom, what should I do? I thought that it's from premier because it wasn't clear for me what that award. I wasn't sure about that. And then when I understood the value of that, I was very honored and I was proud of myself. So, but I didn't expect that. Yes, I was maybe a good student and I always showed passion towards aesthetics and toward everything that I do. And perhaps our chair, Gita Hansen, that time she was the chair, and she saw that, and my professors also supported my journey as a student, and all this worked very well for me, and yes, I was invited just because I was a good student, I wanted to teach, I have background in teaching, and my medical degree also complemented all of this, so in my experience with teaching, yeah, I believe this all combined leading me to success.
Well, we're happy to have you here teaching. You. Our students are benefiting from all of that experience. I just want to switch gears slightly a little bit here and talk a little bit about Ukraine.
Yeah.
Your parents were there, but they've had quite a harrowing journey and you've actually brought them over to live with you because of the war. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes, all their life when they started to live, so they moved to Ukraine while they were about, you know, young enough due to other events in our lives when they already lost something. So they started to live there at the age of 35, I believe. They were 35. And they started from scratch there and they consider Ukraine their motherland because they now they're 75. And they didn't want to leave the country, even when I lived in Israel with my husband. So they wanted to stay in Ukraine because it's just really beautiful country, very welcoming people, very lovely food, and everything is there. It's beautiful. But yeah, a year ago when that war started, we were shocked just because we didn't know, we didn't expect. No one believed in that, no one, just because Russia and Ukraine always was like our partners, very brother and sister, so crazy political situation now there. But considering my parents, so I was shocked because I just saw their news, CNN, and I saw that bombing started and I called my parents in the night. I couldn't reach them because it was night also there, like early morning. And they woke up and I said, okay, what's happening there? So they were also shocked because they didn't know that time. They didn't hear all this bombing and then how it progressed. It was very challenging for me. It was almost like I couldn't exist that time. I couldn't comprehend what's going on. And we decided that we need to evacuate them. But how? skies closed and Ukraine closed sky, and then even countries that had border with the Ukraine, they also closed their sky. How to get there? And husband said, okay, so I will find a way. He's a software engineer. He always try his work in CAD, and he always try to find the solution. He said, okay, I will go there. I don't know how I will find them, but I will go and find. And finally, he flew to Europe, to Romania, and he needed to take car, because from Romania, he needed to go to Moldova. And from Moldova, he needed to come closer to border, to south border with Ukraine. It was only possible to do by car. And the problem is, it was impossible to find rental car, because the insurance company doesn't let you go through closer to the Ukrainian border due to all this bombing happening. So, but some money here, money there. Help situation. And finally he got through three borders, and it took 3 days for him to get to the south part of Moldova, where there is a border with the Ukraine, and he found my parents in refugee camp. Thanks Lord, thanks Jesus, they're together now. It took days also to come back to Romania, because after then they flew to Toronto. They also had some days there, because he didn't buy their flight to back, because he didn't know when they would be back. Yeah, and we had communication, we were always on the phone, what happening there. And then, and it was very sentimental when I finally saw my parents there. It was very challenging for them, because it was not easy to escape even from where they lived, pass the border, cross the border, and went to refugee camps, because they're kind of with limited mobility at the same time. But Jesus help, believe in God, regardless religion, everyone should believe in something.
I'm really glad that your parents made it over here safely, and they're living with you now and doing much better, right?
Yeah, thank you.
That's really good. But what a harrowing journey for two elderly people. My goodness. Right. Irina, is there anything that you are doing now in terms of pursuing? Let's come back to Seneca now. I understand you are working on your MBA.
Yeah, I decided to get official business degree, because I feel myself very strong in business, but I believe that business degree complement my skills and makes me expand, let's say, my horizon and layered my knowledge. Skills and knowledge, and it will further help to contribute more to Seneca, because I have very big ambitions to continue my career. Yes, right now it's interesting how to apply the knowledge that I learn in my MBA right away in my classes, and even working with their in a team. So it's very interesting also, just application right away of learning. Yes, so I'm in process of completing MBA, and I believe that I can finish soon.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I'm A+ student again.
Yeah. Irina, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say that everyone needs to pursue what they want to do, because we live in the very cruel time when a lot of things are unpredictable happening. And every person needs to find something that they love in every day, because in that way it sets some very positive mood. And we need to have maybe hobby, maybe some interesting job, or maybe something that make them happy, that they can reflect, okay, so I will just take 1 to 5 minutes just for myself to think what good happened. Because thinking only about the challenges that we experience can make people really sick and overwhelmed and burnt out. And I wish everyone to follow their heart. Sometimes we don't believe in ourselves, and we need to some push. And I wish everyone have that push from someone. I wish everyone have their eyes. Eyes mean that, you know, some person who looked at you and believed in you and give you that energy. And yeah, it helps to show your potential. And when we show potential, we can reach any horizon. There is no border for people mind.
Thanks so much, Irina Yashveva, professor in the School of Fashion. Thanks again.
Thank you for inviting me.
You have been listening to The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design, produced by Seneca's radio broadcasting students.